Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Armenians went to the polls on February 18th to elect a new president. President Serge Sargsyan won a new five-year term, receiving 58.6% of the vote. His opponent and opposition leader, Rafi Hovhannisyan, received 37% of the vote in the nation of 3.2 million people. Armenia's Central Election Commission officially certified Mr. Sargsyan as the winner on February 25th. Supporters of Mr. Hovhannisyan have twice held protests, drawing several thousand people in the capital of Yerevan, claiming the vote was rigged in favor of Mr. Sargsyan. International observers declared the election to be generally well-administered and characterized by a respect for fundamental freedoms, including those of assembly and expression, but some key concerns remain. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights found that the media provided balanced coverage and that all candidates made use of their free airtime. But the United States shares the OSCE's concerns about a lack of impartiality on the part of the public administration and the misuse of administrative resources that resulted in a blurred distinction between the activities of the state and those of the ruling party, both during the pre-election period and on election day. The United States agrees with the findings that while Election Day was calm and orderly, it was marked by undue interference in the process, mainly by proxies representing the incumbent, and some serious violations, including cases of pressure on voters. The United States will continue to monitor the findings of international and domestic election observers, as well as the adjudication of election grievance during the post-election period. The United States urges Armenian law enforcement officials to investigate and to take appropriate action in response to credible reporting of election law violations. It is important for all parties to engage peacefully and for the Armenian government to respect fundamental freedoms and the rule of law.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.